L'Assemblée va maintenant entendre la locution de son...
The Assembly will hear an address now by His Excellency Mr. Christopher Leake, a President of the Republic of the Marshall Islands. I request protocol to escort His Excellency.
Au nom de l'Assemblée générale, j'ai l'honneur de souhaiter la bienvenue à l'organisation.
On behalf of the Assembly, I greet Mr. His Excellency Christopher Luke, President of the Republic of the Marshall Islands. I invite him to take the floor and address the Assembly.
Mr. Secretary General, Madam President of the General Assembly, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor to convey to you the warm greetings of Yaqui from the government and the people of the Republic of the Marshall Islands. Every September, world leaders take the stage of the UN General Assembly to broadcast our common concerns. But I am concerned that this poetic ritual too often buries the true degree of necessary political will. This January, the UN Secretary General outlined two key political priorities for leaders: addressing climate change risk and the growing insecurity within Syria. As Adam Sitchin, it is evident that efforts are falling short. This year, the leaders of the Pacific Island Forum expressed strong concern at the use of chemical weapons by the Syrian government and called for leadership by Security Council members to resolve this threat. While I'm optimistic over recent developments, the common international voice may come too little and too late for what could have been already prevented. This is only one example of a growing list of the tragic human cost of inaction. How many more mistakes will the world make in distant conference rooms? For how long can we turn a blind eye to realities and headlines? Madam President, Pacific nations are now dedicated to change the pace. This month, Pacific Island Forum leaders adopted the Majuro Declaration for Climate Leadership. Though many of us are small, the common responsibility to escape no government and no person, no matter how different we are. The Marshall Island is well on track to achieve complete solarization of our other islands, a goal we are meeting with the assistance from Japan's Pacific Environment Economic Funds, as well as assistance from the European Union, Taiwan, Italy, France, and other donor partners. The entire region is also aggressively cutting our own emission through a Pacific New Energy Drive. And the message for our partners, the world's largest emitters, is clear. If we can do it, so can you. Climate change is a risk that demands direct political ownership, and it is well timed that other leaders stand alongside the Pacific in creating the statesmanship so urgently needed. Simply repeating well-worn negotiation slogans will get the world nowhere. It is time for new solutions. I strongly urge my fellow leaders to engage eye to eye at the Secretary General's Climate Summit next year. Never has the need been so dire for true statesmanship. Global efforts on climate change are falling short, and low-lying island nations, such as mine, are already paying the earliest cost of what is fast becoming a global crisis. In every sense, the world must build for future risk, and too often, we are still setting course for current conditions. It is the seas that are rising, not the islands that are sinking. I will not concede my own land or my nation, but nor will I rest until my fellow world leaders have signed on to act, not just out of economic convenience, but out of a common responsibility of all to strive for upward momentum. Madam President, our Pacific legacy is not as small island states, but large oceans, nations. We are stewards of what is a truly global resource, our oceans and fisheries. Even a casual glance of a map reveals a world of deep and vast blue. And not only scientists, but our own local communities see our own waters as change. Local and global ocean impacts affects not only every region, but global food security. I join with other Pacific leaders in urging targeted treatment of oceans as a post-2015 UN Sustainable Development Goal. Pacific nations, including the parties to the Nauru Agreement, are leading the world in changing fisheries. We are leading the world in advancing not only sustainable fisheries, but at the same time, boosting our own economic growth. Perhaps no other efforts in region is such a strong textbook example of sustainable development in action. But for all of the plenary sympathies, common international responsibility, and existing legal commitment to safeguard fisheries too often falls victim to the short-term trade interests of our partners. Pacific leaders will not sacrifice our resources, nor our growth and livelihood for quick returns. Our future generations are not for sale. The threat of harmful fisheries sanctions from distant fishing nations. Perhaps punishment for our own conservation effort is hardly a helping hand either to our regional development or to international food security. Next year's International Meeting on Small Island States and Development Partnership to be held in Samoa offer our political partners a moment for careful reflection. Is the global thirst for rare earth mineral beneath our waves, and is the anger for our vast fisheries so great as to outstrip our own rightful economic development and our own conservation efforts? Perhaps it is too time island leaders set forward our own island vision of partnership and collaborate accordingly. Madam President, we cannot force progress through political will alone. Here, Pacific Island Forum leaders have forged a groundbreaking mutual dialogue to enhance and improve effective UN partnership in our region. These are no isolated words. Already, the UN, together with our bilateral partners, is playing a valuable role in working with the Marshall Islands to recover from a climate-driven drought and coastal flooding emergencies. But we need not wait for disaster. In every sector of basic development and environmental efforts, our door is open for increased collaboration between the UN, our regional resources, and bilateral partners. The plenary statements of sympathy are too often not translating into effective island-tailored results. Our in-country UN presence still has a long way to go in truly delivering as one and better addressing pressing threats. I encourage a direct discussion between the UN and our region in practical efforts to enhance in-country effectiveness and collaboration. No one people and nation can be passed over. Madam President, even as the UN enters into a new discussion in crafting the post-2015 Sustainable Development Agenda, improved progress towards the Millennium Development Goals remains no less a priority. I would also like to recognize the contribution that Taiwan has made in helping my country in efforts toward the MDGs. Madam President, Pacific Island Forum leaders have for the first time recognized the role of the United Nations in authorizing nuclear weapon testing during the Cold War and welcome the recommendations of the UN Special Rapporteur's recent report. Nuclear testing in the Marshall Islands is no mere historical event, but an international legacy which will stay with us for generations. While unmet responsibility still rests with our historical administering power, the United States, the UN itself can no longer ignore its own role during the transitional era. I am strongly encouraged by the UN Secretary General's commitment to address the ongoing impacts of nuclear testing in the Pacific and look forward to practical efforts in this regard. Madam President, my government is gratified to note that with solid international support and cross-strait cooperation, the Republic of China, Taiwan, has increased meaningful participation in UN specialized agencies and mechanisms. We will continue to encourage positive interaction between the two sides of the Taiwan Strait in the international arena. Madam President, too often, despite our own aspirations, we struggle to move inches when urgency demands miles. Our own political will is before you, Mr. Secretary General, and our hands are open for durable partnership. Thank you, and Komoldata.
Au nom de l'Assemblée générale, je tiens à remercier.
On behalf of the General Assembly, I wish to thank the President of the Republic of the Marshall Islands for the statement just made. May I request representatives to remain seated while we greet the President.
L'Assemblée va entendre
The Assembly will hear an address by His Excellency Teodoro Obiang Nguema-Mbogo, President of the Republic of Equatorial Guinea. I request protocol to escort His Excellency.